breaking news on WTOP.
President Biden says tonight New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign and possibly face criminal prosecution if allegations of sexual harassment are proven by an ongoing investigation.
There should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
And you've been very clear. If the investigation confirms the claims, he's gone.
That's what I think happens.
President Biden spoke with George Stephanopoulos of ABC News. Let's take you live tonight to Politico's Daniel Lipman. He covers the White House and Washington more broadly. Daniel, welcome in. These are the president's strongest words yet on his longtime friend and ally, Andrew Cuomo. How do you read it?
I think I read it that it seemed inevitable that Biden would have to say something like this, given that there are mounting calls by almost every Democratic member of the New York delegation for Cuomo to resign. And so Biden is not going that far. He is willing to give his friend the benefit of doubt in terms of timing, but he did seem to recognize that the timing, that the writing is on the wall.
Yeah, the calculation, though, as the president stops just short of demanding that the governor step down, could it be a hint? I mean, we can't get into his head to find out, but is he trying to nudge him a little bit?
I don't think he's trying to nudge him because he's giving Cuomo some space to let the investigation proceed, and we'll see what the investigation has to say. But it seems like we all know what the investigation will conclude, although it's good that they're having in the first place. But he didn't really address how Cuomo is unable to govern right now. And even if the investigation was said, it's inconclusive, or we don't know, we can't determine if these allegations are true or not, I don't think that's going to miraculously make Cuomo an effective governor again. And so right now he's lost the trust of most Democrats in New York, although he does seem to be hanging on in terms of approval. Polls show that majority of New Yorkers are fine with him staying for now.
We did have a situation here in Virginia just about 2 years ago, a little more than that, with Ralph Northam. There was a medical school yearbook photo that came out, very racist, one person in blackface and another person wearing a KKK outfit. And Northam kind of buckled down and withstood the pressure to step down. What would you say is a big difference between Northam and Cuomo? Is it the ongoing series of accusations against Cuomo, whereas with the Virginia governor, it was just one accusation?
Yeah, I think that's a major difference, but I do think Cuomo has looked at that Northam situation as instructive and as kind of a guide to how to operate in this type of situation where the media will just move on eventually. And, you know, there are people are talking about other news these days. And so I think that's what Cuomo is thinking. If he doesn't want to be Al Franken, where a couple of allegations leads to someone resigning. But this does seem much more damning than anything Franken or Northam did, because these are actual, women who are harmed, and whose careers were derailed in some cases. And so, but I think, Cuomo, he doesn't even have any apartments to speak of besides the executive mansion. And so he's kind of stuck in trying to hold on to his job and his house.